things to do in Philippsburg. Philippsburg may be just four small lanes and measure 1 mile long, but it contains everything that any traveler would. The island is entirely duty-free. Philippsburg is scattered with shops where each one attempts to exceed the other in offering electronics, liquor, gems, clothes, fragrance and more. The majestic island of Philippsburg is pressed between Great Bay, where most cruise ships are moored, and Salt Pond, where salt was first made many years ago. The officials of the city made it a point to preserve the old houses along the shore to give arriving vessels a glimpse of their former glory. Guests also appreciate the city's craft exhibitions, memorable castles, cozy clubs, zoo, and the incredible sandy beaches in its promenade. Wintergo. This city has a tropical atmosphere, and its rainy season falls during the winter, with moderately little rain in the late spring. The temperatures are amazingly temperate in July, at around 29.5°C at 26.5°C on average. January is the coldest month of the year, but any time is perfect to spend the holidays or explore its magnificent shorelines. The sun usually rises between 5 to 6 a.m. and sets between 5 to 7 p.m. The longest daylight time normally occurs in the middle of the months of April and September. Here are some places not to miss, and some fun things to do on the island of Philippsburg. Little Bay Beach. The Little Bay Beach is a small beach located directly in the city centre and within walking distance from the row of cruise ships. You can rent two chairs with an umbrella and enjoy the Wi-Fi hotspot while seeing the sunset. Well, while you are there, you might get lucky and see a cruise ship or to arrive and depart from St. Martin's busy port of call. Well, in St. Martin, this is a place not to miss. It faces a bay of calm waters, with no waves, a sea bottom with no rocks, and is just a step inward from the shore. Many people use cylindrical floats to get there. It is very deep, and the water temperature is warm and comfortable. To access the beach, you'll have to go through the Divi Little Bay Resort. The beach isn't flashy. Just a tiny bay with an excellent view of the ocean. You can also visit Fort Amsterdam. At the top of the cliff, there is a great venue where you can clearly see all of Philippsburg from the Great Bay and the port. There are other beaches closer to the port, but they stay super busy. This one is 10 minutes away, quiet and worth a visit. The beach has very calm, turquoise water, with no rough waves and a place where you can snorkel at one end of the beach. You can rent diving equipment, snorkeling equipment, and try other water sports. Explore the quiet beach and spend a lovely day in this beautiful place, filled with white sand and warm, clear waters, and a spectacular view of the cruise ships calmly docked in front. Boardwalk. If you arrive in Philippsburg with a cruise ship, there'll probably be only a few hours where you will be able to get around. When this is the case, the boardwalk, the city's waterfront, is the ideal place to go. On one hand, it is a Caribbean beach with crystal clear water. On the other hand, it has rave bars, restaurants, ice cream parlors. Gelateria Milano, right at the beginning of the boardwalk, has superb ice cream, and shops of all kinds within a 10-minute walk from the pier of the vessel. There is also a Hard Rock Cafe, just opposite of the pier. You can take the water taxi, but it's really not that necessary. The bar rents umbrellas and two deck chairs, promising 5 or 6 drinks and free Wi-Fi for €20. This place is a pleasant location for a leisurely stroll or a moment of relaxation after shopping on the front or back street shopping centers. It is full of bars where you can stop for a drink or to eat lunch or dinner. All the premises offer joy and celebration at all hours of the day and at night. It has different points with local bands that offer live music. If you want, you can rent chairs and umbrellas and spend time in the sun or swim. On Front Street, go and visit the local Guavaberry rum for a tasting of the local rum that is mixed with different flavors, vanilla, coconut, almonds, etc. The boardwalk is truly the spot to see in Philippsburg. Great Bay Beach. This beautiful stretch of white sand that extends for about 1 composts of crystal clear water and a central location for those who want to visit the center of Philippsburg. The beach is, in fact, just a 10-minute walk from the harbor and is located right in front of a number of small shops and cafes, It is highly recommended for people who want to find that little corner of paradise, but still wish to visit the city. The Great Bay Beach is in front of the boardwalk, the major cruise port of the area. While it is not the most beautiful beach of the island, it is unique and full of charm. It has that staple blue of Caribbean beaches, but areas of the water are a bit darker and the water has some algae. The beach has all of the urban amenities, and it's well worth spending an afternoon enjoying the warm and crystal clear water. It is near the jet ski rentals and aqua taxi terminal. This beach is in the commercial center of the island, so I wouldn't expect it to be a place to find silence. In terms of worthwhile features, however, it has tons of options. The beach is great for swimming, but travelers go more for the shops and the transatlantic contributed sidewalks that make it a unique place for walks on the edge. The best part, the shops in San Madden are close to the beach, with many jewelry stores and stores that carry the latest electronic trends. Front Street. Jewelry, watches and electronics at reasonable prices. Quality products and branded merchandise makes Front Street a shopping mecca for tourists and locals alike. It is a massive duty-free street in a dream island that has plenty of bars, restaurants and shops. It is worth taking a tour of the island, either by coach or taxi, along with swimming on its excellent beaches. It also has its own permanent resident. The incredible iguanas of all colors and sizes can be seen everywhere, even above the trees. YOULL get superb bargains here because some stores will negotiate pricing with you beyond what is already marked down. Anything you want to do, you can find it here. You can spend the first part of the day going to the beach, then dedicate the rest of your time to buying some souvenir t-shirts or the latest smartphone or gadgets. There are lots of bars with spectacular views of the bay and of the many cruise ships in port. At night, the atmosphere comes alive, and it's worth spending some time enjoying the Phillipsburg nightlife. If you're looking to do some cooking, want a fast snack, or need a quick fix for an unexpected illness, YOULL find the local supermarket, drugstore, and fast food shops within comfortable walking distance from the beach area. Yoda Guy Movie Exhibit. The Yoda Guy Movie Exhibit is a nostalgic place for anyone that likes the Star Wars saga. This museum explores Nick Miley's career, the man responsible for much of the visual effects of Star Wars and several other blockbuster films, such as Superman 2 and III, Hellraiser and Men in Black. Part of the museum is free of charge, yet there are exhibits that require you to have a ticket or make a merchandise purchase. The museum is not too large, but it's loaded with fascinating memorabilia relating to showbiz and the entertainment industry. Nick and his lovely wife will even welcome you personally. But as he will likely say, the museum is free and is sustained by buying items from the shop. You can stop and take a picture with him, enter the museum and buy a bookmark for about $6, or you can shop for more exclusive items to make a contribution to the venue. For those who are avid movie fans and for those who aren't, this museum is a great read while on a tour of the Caribbean island, Don Beach. The Don Beach can be reached by two ways, by SUV on the unpaved southern road, or through the northern road along the French. The beach is accessible through a private resort but is still considered a public beach, open for you to swim and have a picnic with your family. Out of the 34 beaches of St. Maarten, this is probably one of the interesting. To fully enjoy it, you need to be in one of the luxury hotels. Everything here is privatized and beachgoers do everything to keep it simple and just enjoy the beach without renting a seat or paying for a costly lunch. To get to Don Beach, you must enter the Westin Hotel. You don't have to pay to enter the Westin, but they offer some amenities that might be worth purchasing. Upon arrival, there is a sign that says chairs and passels are for hotel guests, but you can rent them if you ask. The beach has very soft, white sand and a beautiful ocean. If you'd like, you can visit the famous beach of St. Barth. Keep in mind, the sea here has rough, strong currents and huge waves. Be careful to not go with children due to the unpredictability of the current. For those who like a powerful current, this is ideal. It is not as crowded as the other beaches in Phillipsburg and can be a welcome escape from the crowds. Phillipsburg Courthouse. Two nations, two flags,